Greetings. This is James Dillon with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. We've got quite an interesting phenomenon happening there. We actually don't think it's a phenomenon, but some pretty strange events are happening. We had, just recently, seven? I'm here with Peter Slattery with East Eddy Australia as well. And he got it on footage. It's on the East Eddy Stargate YouTube channel. We had seven helicopters. Black helicopters fly over the ranch. The next thing you know, we end up losing our pump. There was a huge power surge, and it knocked down the pump. And luckily, we have an alternative water supply and things like that, so we just kicked that on, and everything was fine. But I brought the pump, the guys, you know, to inspect the pump, an electrician out here, and they go, "Oh my God, we don't know what happened to this. It looks like somebody hit it with a huge pulse weapon or something." But that was one of the events. And now, right before the show, all of our lines went down, not just all of our internet lines, but the phone lines as well. So those all went down. And, you know, it's getting really interesting. But what I found out, what else is interesting, too, is something's happening on the other side as well. So, you know, they're having some issues with their stuff as well. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Basically we've got I just heard on the some of the QAnon channels that all the CIA servers are down, and you know, they said they're going 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 one after another offline. They call it Snow White, the Seven Dwarfs, and that's online offline now. So their Coral One session, I guess it's called the Corona One series of satellites, is down too, so they're blind. And so all CIA servers and their satellites and the MI6 connections, access, everything are cut off. So something is definitely going down. They're flying blind right now, so I would imagine either the arrests are going on or the RV is going down. Something's going down because everything is off, which is quite interesting. And it makes sense, you know, kind of expected something like that. But I think it's kind of interesting how all of our stuff goes down, and the next thing you know, all their stuff goes down right after. So either something big is going down, or the higher dimensional beings take a dim view of them shutting our system down. Who knows? Either one. But either way, I don't think we need those systems up anymore, especially when they're being used in a negative way. There's so many things going on. We're hitting a lot of shifts coming in, a lot more energies coming in. I know there were some major coronal holes opening up, too, as well. I haven't been able to get online to find out what's happening out there. So I was doing some research, and everything went down, so I had to just give it up, basically. But anyway, you don't really need the internet. You can just tune in to see what's going down. But I know on some of the connections that I have to find out what's happening with the global reset and the other thing, have gone dark. Basically, they're not responding, which is actually a good thing, which usually means something is happening. So when they go incommunicado and they go dark, it means that, you know, they're moving, they're doing something. So I think something very big is unfolding, you know, this weekend. I'm not sure exactly what, but I guess we will see. And, you know, if you're still following the regular CNN and the MSM, all those guys, if you're still following those guys, God help you, because these guys are pathological liars. And everything they're talking about and everything they're accusing everybody else of, they themselves are doing. So I hope you can develop your own inner sensitivity and figure out who these people are and what they're really up to, because it's imperative right now that we see through the mask, and that their masks come down, that we see who they really are. So this whole network, you can call it the Draconian Network, the Deep State, whatever name you want to give it, it's all connected. It's connected to some of the darkest levels, and these darkest levels are being rounded up and taken out. So their puppets here on the earth are next, and that's... I think that's actually unfolding as we speak. So I heard some ridiculous number, something like 35,000 Catholic priests were arrested or indicted or there's all these things happening. So the networks are going down, especially the pedophile networks. They're being arrested. Thousands and thousands of people have been arrested. And you're not going to hear any of this in the mainstream news because they are the ones that are probably soon to be arrested because, you know, they're doing all the same thing. So anyway, it's everything is unfolding very quickly. We're having incredible sightings here. We're having all kinds of ships flying over, you know, powering up, treetop level stuff. And it's increasing, you know, as we speak. So things are getting closer. Things are getting ready to happen. And I really believe eventually we will reunite with the greater family of man and the stars, and our star nation brothers and sisters are coming in. And universal law will be the law of the day. And that's where we're going. That's the direction we're heading into. So anything that doesn't align with unity consciousness and universal law, I think it's going to implode very quickly. And if you are working for the beast or aligned with the beast, you're going to find out very quickly that it may be something you might want to reevaluate, you know, who you work for, who you hang out with, and start getting a little more sovereign, a little more connected. There's so many other things going on right now. It's I couldn't cross-check or double-check because the nets are down, but I wouldn't be surprised if the same guys that knocked that pump house out are also involved in knocking the other lines out and everything else. But, you know, go figure. That's what they do. And, you know, resistance is futile because the energy coming in despite, you know, me or anybody else. This is already set in stone, and it's going to happen. And I wanted to... we don't have a guest tonight, so I was going to try to open it up for open lines, but I'm actually, my computer's down. I can't do a lot of things I usually do. And we do have some guests here at the ranch that have seen quite a lot of things, a lot of different chips and things like that. And we've also got Peter Maxwell Slattery here with ESETI and ESETI Australia. And he's here, and be great to give him a recap of some of the things he's doing. So Peter's been a godsend here to ESETI. He's getting all of the DVDs done. We just finished the documentary, The Uncontrolled Narrative, and that's here. It's available here at the ranch. If you want to order that, to just call right now, because also our website is being totally reworked. It kind of fell apart, and so we're redoing that as well. So if you want to get a DVD copy of The Uncontrolled Narrative or any of the July 4th weekend presenters, those are up. And also to the Soul Tech, those speakers for Soul Tech, the ones that were recorded are done and up and ready to go. So just bear with us. In the next couple of days, we'll have everything ironed out on the website. And then, you know, you can order everything from there. But right now, if you want any of these items, you'll probably have to call or send us an email. You know, email is probably the best way to do it. But anyway, we're getting back online, and I'd like to turn this over to Peter and have him talk a little bit about his experiences here and what he's been working on and seeing here, and go on and on. I mean, you know, rather than just hearing it from me, it'd be good to hear it from another source. So here's Peter.
Hey, everyone. Like James said, there's been a lot we've been doing here as well. The Uncontrolled Narrative just came out, which we worked on, so that's actually not doing too bad at the moment. We just hope everyone is listening and that's supporting us to pump it out there and just share it far and wide. So it's for free on YouTube, but if you'd like a DVD, like James said, just call up the ranch at the moment or email us and we'll be able to sort something out there. But it's really just time to start bringing the heart back to the UFO field and the consciousness field, because it's not, you know, just about UFOs, but bringing that heart center back to what this is all about. And people want to keep it in the past, or they want to keep it nuts and bolts, but unfortunately those with the real information, they've been blocked for some time. We just hope this documentary just really changes that at the moment within the field. So we've got Jordan Sather on it, Teresa Yanaros, Billy Carson, Jimmy Church, James, myself, Mary Rodwell, heaps of people in it, so it's not doing too bad. And also we've got contact has begun too, part two, James's first documentary, the part one, contact has begun. We've got part two that we're working on right now as well, which is going to be, I hope, more epic than the first one because it's pretty hard to beat that. But we've got a lot more recent evidence from James to bring to the table, a lot more witnesses, and also updates on the earth changes that James has been predicting back in the 80s, and a lot of it's coming to fruition, if not a large majority of it is in play right now. So it's been quite crazy at the ranch as well. There's been lots of activity. We've got a lot of people here right now, but I'll share one experience I hadn't gone into, but I think it might have been a week ago now. Remember me telling you when the calf picked me up, the beings I saw on there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to our bed, and within probably 3-4 seconds of laying down, my light body was ripped out of my physical body, and I followed like this purple tube light up, and then all of a sudden I'm on a craft, and there was these beings about 9 foot tall, eyes to my eyes. They were like silver, grey, white skin, they were humanoid, bald, big eyes like ours that were blue, and they had this purple jumpsuit on with a V on the left-hand side and a dot on it, and they walked really fluently and beautiful and elegant. They had really good energy. I still don't know exactly who these beings were, but their craft was a beautiful craft. It had a white material on the walls that was sort of like a glowing, sort of like plastic, but it wasn't plastic, but it was sort of like glowing white with a purple perimeter going around the edge of it. It was saucer-shaped. But, you know, every day we've got something going on. There's crafts flying over all the time, powering up, healing energy coming in, helping a lot of the people that are visiting the ranch. So we've got the ambassador teaching workshop going on this weekend that James is doing as well. So it's been a pretty good turnout for that too.
Awesome. Thank you, Peter. Yeah, my apologies to people that tried to sign up for the ambassador workshop. Apparently there was a major glitch on the website and we didn't know about it. And so we have a small intimate group here this time. Usually we have at least 50 to 60 people for these workshops. We have a smaller group right now, but it's great, you know, and the energy's coming in really strong and it's just a more intimate setting. So you know, everything happens for a reason, and maybe I'm supposed to get a break rather than holding space for 60 people. I don't know. But you just have to roll with that and see what happens. But we're having all kinds of crazy stuff going on. I also want to talk about the Clyde Lewis workshop coming up, where he's going to have his gathering is here, Clyde Lewis, and that's September 13th to the 17th. And we've also got the Hall Tropic Breathwork Workshop with my brother on the 20th and the 24th. And then John Vivanco, who's a remote viewer extraordinaire, is coming up on the 27th. And those are amazing workshops. Some of the photographs we got during his workshop of the beings coming in, the higher dimensional beings, was just amazing. And I was totally blown away by the remote viewing. I've never done it the way that, you know, we're supposed to do it, I guess. And I went through the whole series and the protocols, and it just blew me away how accurate it was. But anyway, almost everybody here was just hitting things right on the button and doing a really good job. But anyway, those are coming up, so be sure and check that out. And if you've never seen a ship, this is the place to go, because we're seeing just one ship after another right now. We've got clear skies, the smoke's gone away, and, you know, it's beautiful. Beautiful weather right now, and you know, it's just, you know, you can't really come up. If you got clear skies, you're going to see something you can't explain. And we got some pretty good footage. Last night I had the typical thing. A massive ship came over, powered up. It was just brilliant in the sky right above us. We were talking about, you know, coming out here, and right after we did the opening, you know, to initiate contact and hook in with the higher dimensional beings. As soon as we got outside, this massive ship came over. But classic experience. Basically, I turned the camera on. I had it on the ship, and I was waiting and waiting and waiting for the camera to boot up. Apparently, it didn't want to boot up. I don't know why. And then finally, when it was over, it came on. So that happens here quite a bit. A lot of these when they come over, you only have about 3 to maybe 10 seconds at the most to get them, and then they'll power up for a very short amount of time. You know, sometimes it's just a few seconds, And if you're not on it and your camera's not booted up and your night vision isn't turned on and you don't have everything ready and together, you just don't get them. So we miss a lot here. There's so much going on that we miss just because we don't have the time and people out there with the equipment to do it. So, you know, we are a working ranch, and so we're usually busy, you know, doing other projects and building things and fixing things and doing things of that nature, you know, as we go. But overall, it's been really busy. The skies have been busy, and the workshops and the counseling sessions and everything else are still ongoing. So, you know, go and check out the website. I think it's privateinvitationsesteady.com or the old good work, if you go to the old, you know, esteady.org, should take you over to the new site. But the whole site is being redone again and upgraded and user-friendly, so we're in the process of doing that. So just give us a few days, and we'll have that all back up and running. Anyway, we're working on it. I want to see if anybody in the audience, is there anybody here in the audience that wants to come up and talk about their experience or some of the things they've seen since they've been here or even some of the energies they've experienced during the ambassador training? Everybody's radio shy tonight. You know, it's just like... Oh, we got Walter. Looks like Walter's coming up to the mic. Actually, I think Walter has something special he wants to share with us.
There's always something special going on here at the ranch. But, yeah, it seems just about every night there's something going on. I'm either, you know, the ships, of course, or, you know, we don't see 10 to 30 of them at the bed night.
Yeah.
I camp on the back 40 here at the ranch, and I'm always running across something. You know, there's, you know, Sasquatches running around here, and we see proof of that. And the other night I had an encounter with a fairy, kind of buzzed me, kind of shocked me. And it's funny how the stories go, because all these things kind of happen. You know, you wake up and you got to go to the bathroom, and you step outside your tent and whammo, you get something comes up on you. It's just amazing. This place is, it's life-changing, number one, but the energies here and the encounters you have here are just amazing. I can't even say enough about it. It's, you know, I feel like I'm at home here, and most people say that, but, yeah, like this, James was talking about the ship last night directly overhead, and he's fumbling with his camera.
Yeah.
That was a classic. It was just like so bright, it just powered up so bright.
On top of that, I got stung by a hornet. Grabbed my chair and bam, right in the
face. Yeah, James always seemed to be in the right place at the right time with a hornet.
Yeah, I'm declaring war on the hornet.
But, yeah, I'm looking forward to going out tonight and see what we got going on.
I want to hear about your Bigfoot hair.
Oh.
I forgot to tell us about that.
Oh, the Bigfoot hair. Well, actually, I was out meditating on the mat, and the energies out there are just incredible. I don't even know how to explain that. But we were on our way back in, and about 7 feet up in a tree, my girlfriend, she goes, "Look, Bigfoot hair." And I reached up with my walking stick to get it. And at first I thought it was a piece of moss, and it may still be moss, but it really looks like hair. I did the burn test. It singed, smelled like hair, and there was no other moss in the area that looked like it at all. And that's why I kind of think it really is hair, but I don't know. We were thinking about getting it tested or something, so we might do that and might have an update on you, but I'm still going with the moss thing, just because I don't want to be too optimistic. So,
But
the Sasquatch, we get footprints all around here. People are always encountering them. It's pretty incredible. You hear them out at night. You know, they're always calling or
knocking.
They're knocking or geez. I mean, I actually seen three of them in the field last year. It was a male, a female, and a juvenile. Just by accident, I just shone my flashlight because I thought I heard someone talking, and they were standing there. I felt like I kind of intruded on them with the light, so I just let them be. But they walked off quiet as you please. It's pretty incredible place. But I'm gonna give you back to James now, and you guys all have a good night. James, thanks, man.
Oh, thanks, Walter. Yeah, we've got we actually at the Soltec gathering, we had some kids here, and they actually found those tracks that he's talking about, and we took some plaster casts of them, and we've definitely got the one cast we got the parent footprint, and it's just massive, and we didn't get the whole print. We just got the toe where it really stepped in, was stepping on the side of the heel. But the baby, the young one, the juvenile one, we got his prints really well. And they're like a size 13, and this is a very young one. So they're 13 inches, basically. I don't know if that's a size 13 or not, but they're a little over 13. I think it's 13 and a half inches, very wide, and a very deep indentation. And you can see the what happens is you can see the hinged foot, you know, that they have that makes so it's not a human or a boot print or something like that. But actually made plaster cast of that. Everybody goes, you know, did you get a cast? I hear that all the time. Did you get a cast? Did you get this? Did you get that? And I said, yeah, okay. But you know, to me, I don't even care. It was my experience. I saw it. I've seen quite a few of them, and I'm good, you know. But there are people that want to prove it to others, and so we did. We went out and made some plaster casts. So there you go. Now we have the cast. So the also, too, there's a lot of paranormal things happening here. We just had, I think it's Mysterious Mount Adams crew, and another UFO crew that came up, too, as well, and they kind of joined together for an event. And they actually got some very good footage of a massive ship flying right over and powering up several times. They got a lot of other footage. They went up on the mountain and were trying to flash back to us from the mountain. We couldn't see anything, basically. So that pretty much eliminates campers up there. And we keep hearing this story about, you know, that those are cars. Well, there's no roads up there. A snowmobile can't get up there because there's lava rocks everywhere, and the terrain is always changing. And you have to go from thick lava rocks to sheer cliffs to ice fields, you know. And so there are glaciers, and there's no way you can traverse across, you know. If they're saying it's a snowmobile, then that snowmobile would be in little pieces. And, you know, once it hit the lava rock. So, you know, there's no Jeep that can get up there. But anyway, it's just that, you know, the old saying, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So these things are moving all over the mountain up there. And they're doing it in the wilderness area where there's no vehicles allowed. You can't take chainsaws, anything up there in that area. And so most of it's all blocked off. You don't even have access to it. And a lot of it, you have to get permission. You have to get permission from, because it's Native American land. And so the trails to get up to the areas where all the, they call them the fairy lights, where that's going on, the trails to get up there have signs on it. And they said, you know, warning, you know, you're entering reservation land, you know, don't go any further without a permit and things like that. So luckily I knew the gatekeepers up there, and I do have my own Native American card and things like that because of my grandmother and mother. So you know, they let me in, let me go up there and do some research. And we always take these gifts up there and take some DVDs of all the UFOs we filmed and everything. And most of them are very happy that we're doing this because, you know, that a lot of the people just say, oh, they're, you know, just a bunch of drunk Native Americans up there, and they discount the spirituality of what's happening up there and what's really happening. So they were kind of glad that somebody was actually documenting and validating, you know, their experiences up there. But most of them don't go up there. They tell you, they go, that's the fairy lights, don't go up there. And a lot of people that do go up there for a while end up losing their minds because they just can't handle the experience on some of the things that they encounter up there. So basically, that's kind of what goes on up there. I know that the other crews hiked up they went up the south climb, which is actually the east climb. It's on the east side of the mountain more than the south side. And I don't even know why it's called the south climb, but they go up the Cold Springs, go up the south climb, and then go up that way. And it's on the far right side of the mountain. And they climb up there. But these lights that we're seeing and the doors opening and the ships coming out aren't on that south. They're not on the climbing route. They're not anywhere near it. So anyway, that kind of eliminates campers. And, you know, to me, as I said before, you know, that we have these things coming out of the caves going straight up into the air. We had a crew that was up there with GoPro, and they got the same thing. They got some major ships coming out. A lot of the hikers say they see lights coming out of the mountain. They don't know what they are. It's an ongoing thing. But, you know, for people to keep saying those are campers, you know, and unless, you know, I'll just say, unless the camper has a really bad case of gas and lit it, you know, see how they flew up into the sky and out at a speed that they do. We're also getting a lot of our footage analyzed right now. Jason Gleaves, who's one of the top-notch analysts, and he debunks a lot of things out there, and he shows us, you know, how he debunks them and things like that. And he's gone through all of our footage, and some of the footage we're not sure ourselves. I go, you know, it looks like a ship, it's flying like a ship, it's going, you know, we're filming these things in slow motion. They're going over 1,800 miles an hour. You know, and so he does the test and goes, yeah, there is actually a physical craft there and validates it. So I know Peter's got some amazing footage of solid UFOs, solid objects that are undeniably in the sky right above his house, and those have been all analyzed, as well as the beams that have appeared to him, the Pleiadians and the other beams. So it seems like, you know, everybody asked what's going on there. He said, yeah, that's they all did both. Yeah, so it's a place where the veils are very thin, and it's a place where two ley lines cross, and it's also, there's the activity in the mountain as well. There's a whole intergalactic airport going on there in the mountain itself, so as well as interesting. So it's all the above. Everything's going on here. We've got Bigfoot running around and everything. And I've heard people really get upset when we talk about what's really happening here. Because it's too much for them to handle, or too much for them to believe. That we say, hey, come on up, bring your camera, you know, and see for yourself. And when they do, they come back and they're believers. You know, because they see some things they just can't explain. Especially when you turn on the infrared spotlight and you get the night vision out, you can see the orbs flying in real time all around the ranch. And these are not dust. You know, I can guarantee you this isn't dust. But there's so much happening on the ranch right now. I wish that I used to do open lines right now, and I wish I could do open lines, but there's no way of seeing who's calling or doing any of this stuff. But looks like we'll just keep interviewing guests here at the ranch. And we've got a new guest, Sierra. Let's talk about some of the stuff she's seen and filmed here. So we're going to turn it over to Kira.
Yeah, hi, Jim. I've been coming to the ranch for about 3 years, but most of the photography that I'm taking images and video of have really been coming in strong for probably the last year, and it's escalating. In fact, some images I don't know myself how to explain, and have sent those off to Jason Gleaves, who has come back and analyzed them and told me that they are ships. He's even gone as far as putting them through 15 different screens. And I've expressed that, you know, I want to be sure that before he's going to tell everyone they're craft, that he puts them through the most stringent process, which he does. In addition, he has come back and analyzed some of my photographs, saying these cannot be ships, these are beings. They have auras, and one being in particular that showed up in my photography showed up in probably 12 different photographs. And the short little video clip that my phone takes actually shows this being floating above the ground. It's pink in color, and it's undeniably trying to get my attention. And Jason analyzed the photograph and shows that the being actually has, like, what looks like a head, but in the head there's a portal. And a lot of my photography, I've noticed lately, I'm getting a lot of portal photography where something will appear. In fact, just today, as I arrived at the ranch for this event, and we're in the meditation that we were doing Qigong and doing a sound healing, as pony. And after the pony and the beautiful voices that we had here, I felt very strongly there was a being that had been floating around us. And I take a photograph in the trees, and there in the trees, the sun is at a distance. It's not a sun flare. This appears in a very dark area, is a bright beam and has a rainbow aura around it. And this is somewhat like what these other beings that have shown to me look like, other than the one that was pink. And those seem to be appearing more frequently. So either we are coming closer to an unveiling of that whole dimensional shift, and I do believe that's true. And just tonight, as James' show was going and starting, I felt a real energy push to go outside and photograph at the mountain. The photograph I captured tonight, I'm happy to share, for James to share on the eSteady site, and it shows a very clear rainbow aura over Mount Adams. It is a very unusual effect, and it isn't anything I could duplicate. I took it with my Nikon DSLR. It's not something I've retouched, and I'll be happy to share that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and you know, back on Walter's story of the Bigfoot, there's more to that. During Soltec, I camped out in the back 40, and one of those nights, I heard something outside of our rig, actually, that we were camping in a Fernaban, and it ran its hands down the side, and at the same time, let out a grunt. And then I heard a secondary grunt at the front of the vehicle, and this was about midnight. My husband, who was in the vehicle with me, didn't wake up, and I don't know how that's possible, but clearly he was out for the count, and I was wide awake listening to the scene, and I got a telepathic message to come outside. I expressed to it I wasn't in that way that I could, you know, easily jump out of the vehicle. I was ready for bed, and it understood, but at the same time, what I very clearly got was another grunting. And the next day, Walter was all excited. After we left, he sent me a message saying, "You aren't going to believe this. There are footprints outside your van," which corroborated what I had already felt and heard. So they do make their way around the ranch and visit people who are willing and open, and they will come visit you if you're willing to invite them in. And they're friendly, in my opinion. I think all these scare stories about Sasquatch are because people come in with anger, another energy, with possibly that reaction comes through them.
But, yeah, they have guns, and they're coming from ego, and then they may have an experience that matches their consciousness, basically. So,
true.
I know in logging places where they go into sensitive areas where Bigfoot lives, that they will actually, they've actually destroyed the campsites and the trailers and the equipment. So that's been quite of interesting. I wanted to ask you one thing, too, is that you and Kathy both have got the most incredible video and photographs I've ever seen, just mind-blowing of the energies here and what's happening here. And hopefully you guys will put something together at the end of the ambassador training, and we'll be able to share it. And then maybe we can put it up on eSteady Stargate or something like that for people. But yeah, so what do you think?
I think it would be good. I've been intuitively feeling in this shift energy that we're going through that it's very important to put those images out as well as video out. It isn't coming in for me, it's coming in for everyone. And it's helping bring awareness that these energies do exist. And I've, in fact, had the experience, gratefully, here meeting individuals from all over the world and hearing their response, which is always so gratifying to me from the place of heart, that they are really happy that I was able to share with them. And when I oftentimes share with them, it allows them to put the energy out in their own way and get orb photography or energy photography, a lot of plasma photography and entity photography and ship photography. It often comes through once people open the channels and open their minds and hearts to it.
Yeah, it's all about what I've noticed, too. It's not the camera, although that the Galaxy, or the Samsung Galaxy gets the best. photographs I've seen of the higher dimensional stuff going on here, but it's not so much the camera, it's the camera person that's getting the shots. And I noticed other people will come up and they're just like flicking and flicking and flicking, and you and Kathy walk out there and pop one off, and now it's full of orbs and beans and all these other things. I know you've got a lot of photographs of rods and massive orbs, light beans or light spheres, and it's pretty much ongoing, you know, so.
Yeah, and expanding on that, you know, for the photographers out there, I can tell you for fact, and certainly will share some of the photographs that I've captured that cannot be explained in way a photographer would. I put these out to Jason Gleaves, as well as a good friend of mine who's a professional photographer for National Geographic. And he even said these are not things that he can even capture as a normal light flare or energy from dust or whatever you want to call it, especially when I have an orb that's probably the size of a 4-foot diameter that's a vivid blue. You can't mimic that when you're taking images with a DSLR. I'm not colorizing it. I'm not enhancing it. These are untouched, raw photographs. It is amazing.
Yeah. And I've gotten photographs of the pyramid we have here. It has a 20-foot base on it, and these objects are bigger than the pyramid, and they're probably 30 feet, I would have to say, because they go another 5 feet on both sides of the pyramid, and there's this giant golden orb, and they're actually beings coming in, and they're higher dimensional beings, and when you're doing healing work and things like that in the pyramid, that comes up on a regular basis. So, you know, we get a lot of that activity up here at the ranch. We're trying to drag a few other people up here and talk about their experiences. We've got just 15 minutes left. I'm going to bring Phil on. Phil's been here for, how long have you been here, Phil?
Since April.
And you've seen all kinds of things here.
Yeah.
Maybe just whatever you want to talk about with the stuff you've seen lately and all the energy shifts that everybody's going through.
God, yeah. Remember that like two months ago? It just laid everybody down like 2 months ago. Everybody, something came in and just sat everybody down and said, all right, time to sit down. And everybody just literally had to lay down every day for like a couple hours.
Yeah.
So crazy. But yeah, I've been here since April. Oh, man, I can't remember all of the things I've seen. It's just one long stream of miraculous insanity and beauty. It's just so crazy. But some of the things I can remember in the sessions, I give energy healing, and sometimes beings come in. And I was working on this little lady, and Laha was her guide. The lion being. Yeah. And I'm laying there, and this giant lion's face comes, like, straight into my face, and then feels like a, like, sticks its tongue out and makes this goofy face. I was like, okay, you guys are all right. But, yeah, the ship, my dad saw a glowing tetrahedron of light. It's like a diamond, 3D diamond, on the back 40 one night. Bigfoot hollering. Endless energy coming in. It's like a punching bag for a day, and then the next day you're blissed out, and you feel like oh great, like me and Vicky were talking about, oh I'm God, everything's God, great. Or for some days I feel like
I'm enlightened.
Yeah, you're like, oh, why was I all worried about that? Oh,
next day you're butt handed to you.
Yeah,
because you have to raise up to the new frequency, you have to catch up. You know.
Yeah, it's crazy. And some days I just feel like I'm on the edge of a quantum leap in consciousness, and once I go, it's done. You know, it's like all that work, all that suffering is worth it. And some days I'm like, oh, this is it. I'm going. Bye. Oh, thanks. I'm okay. And then nothing happens except for I get some giant download or recalibration where they just take me apart halfway and then put me back together.
Yeah.
So funny.
Right. Like,
oh,
thanks for the fish.
Yeah, so long. Yeah. Yeah, you see me in the pond with a dorsal fin.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much going on here. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But Yeah, it's, and also, too, these energy shifts that are going through, I noticed that when we get these massive bursts of energy, and these are now being well documented with NASA are saying the cosmic rays are off the scale. The infrared, UV rays, everything are hitting the planet direct right now. Gamma ray bursts are hitting, and it's just off the scale right now. So every time one of these big waves comes through, it hits your bioelectric fields, and we go into process. We have to. And so there's a lot of chaos that happens after these waves come through, and you're going to see social, economic changes, physical earth changes, everything, you know. And we're going through a highly energized place in space, and there's waves and waves of energy, and the Mayans knew about this. Everybody, it's recorded in ancient times that this would happen, and we are in those times. And so, you know, you're just going to have to find your own center and, you know, learn to love and accept and approve of yourself and just get really centered in your own personal God connection to get through these times, because people are going to be all over the place. And the people that don't know how to take personal responsibility or own their stuff, their process, are going to go into projection and blame, and they're going to have their dark night in the soul, you know. So, So, I mean, that's just happening. It's happening everywhere. So the trick is don't take it personal. Realize it's a process. You know, this too shall pass. Know that it's going to pass. And, you know, if you could see what we see going on, you'd probably just freak out. Most of them throw the towel in, basically. But the entities that are coming forward now that are being healed or removed are beings I've never even seen before. And we're not talking just like reptilian or grays or serpent beings or things like that. There's a whole plethora of beings that are starting to come out of the woodwork that I've never even seen before that are being cleared out. And, you know, as this whole earth is going through its cleanse or its purge, you might say, all these beings seem to be coming out of the woodwork. And you know, some of them are not happy campers, and they're not your friends, put it that way. So we really need to learn how to heal unseen negative influences, maintain our own self-authority, and maintain our own fields and not engage, you know, with these other energies and monitor yourself. Because as we're talking about in the class today, we have a mental and emotional body, so do they. They may not have a physical body, but they can affect you mentally and emotionally. So a lot of these energies you're feeling may not be yours. They may be coming from others, other beings, other unseen negative influences. And so it's really important right now to set personal boundaries and learn how to heal and clear. And there's one thing else I wanted to talk about, and I talked about it in a couple other interviews, and people get really upset about it. I talked about it, and there's a lot of things happening with this movement that it's kind of like a lot of the women's movement. There's a thing called the Divine Feminine, and it'd be really good to figure out what that is and get really clear what the Divine Feminine is, because a lot of these movements have nothing to do with the Divine Feminine. And they actually have a lot of women kind of acting like men, and men already screwed everything up. Why would you want to act like them? But you know, it's kind of crazy out there. And you know, you go, where's the love? You know, where's the nurturing energy? Where's the that support, you know, of the Divine Feminine? And really, that's what we need to get back to. And I've always told people that, you know, when I see a lot of these movements going on, and a lot of the feminine energies are being really distorted, and there's a lot of just hate and anger and separation going on, and it's being blown out all out of proportion. And it just, you know, we need to really sit back and take a look and ask ourselves, you know, what are we working out? You know, what has happened to us in the past? Are we projecting this into the situation? Because there are certain elements and political elements as well that are actually working off of these energies, and they want you to create more separation. And it's not just a separation between the male and the female. It's a separation between cultures, everything. Their whole game is divide and conquer. So we need to come together. The male and the female need to come together. All the different cultures need to come together and just stop playing this game. You know, don't buy into it. Because when we all come together, they have no more power. And we will have, you know, heaven on earth, and we will move into unity consciousness. But I think it's time to really reevaluate where you're going And so when I talk about this, people go, well, we have a right to be angry, and what about the pedophile thing and everything else? And I said, well, we've addressed that, you know. We've addressed the history of humanity and how women have taken a pretty big hit over the years, you know, because they were sold as cattle and abused and enslaved, and there's a long history of that, you know, and we agree with that. And we're definitely anti any kind of pedophile stuff. We have a no tolerance level for any of that stuff here, but and we've worked very hard and arduously, both supporting the divine feminine and exposing in the pedophile movement. So it's funny where people go, what about all this stuff? I go, well, we are addressing this, but we're not getting caught up in it. And we're not allowing our emotions to, and our own unhealed past to jump into these experiences. And so, you know, we can still address these things, but it's important to practice loving detachment and say what's necessary to be said in the moment, and you know, some of these things need a voice and they need to be exposed and they need to come to an end. And so just to make it very clear, you know, that's where we stand on things. But, you know, when you tell people that, hey, look, what about focusing on the higher consciousness and energy and coming together and working together to fix some of these problems versus separating and fighting and dividing, all these other games, you know, people get a little upset with you because you're not upset as they are about the situation. So anyway, it's really important right now to just focus on universal law, which is basically universal peace and brother sister love and individual freedom and prosperity for everyone, and realize there are differences going on. There's differences, cultural differences. There's differences between the sexes and things like that, but universal law can be applied throughout all, you know, all the differences. And so, you know, if we stick to universal law, we can all get along. You know, and treat others as you would like to be treated. It's really that simple. You know, that there's two laws that lie all the laws and the prophets. And good old Yeshua ben Joseph talked about that, and he said, you know, love God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two basics. But we don't know what God is because we've been told it's a little old man with a beard and a laptop taking notes that's going to punish us on a daily basis. So we need to get rid of that image as well. But just see the creator in all creation and behave as if the God and all life matters. And you know, we'll get through these times. And, you know, we are going through challenging times, and so we have to stay on top of things. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, that's good. It's like... Don't start nothing, there won't be nothing, right? If you don't initiate course of force, and then you won't be violating natural law, which is why they call it violence, right? But if someone does initiate that on you, you have the right to defend yourself, of course.
Exactly.
Defensive force is different from violence.
Yeah.
And if it compromises your conscience, don't do it.
Exactly.
And what else? The creative force of consciousness is one of our greatest tools, I think. To spontaneously create solutions out of nowhere and make it fun.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge thing. You just got to look for the solution. You know, you want to fix it, just look for it. It'll show up because nature doesn't create things that can't be undone.
Yeah.
There's all this stuff can be neutralized, transmuted. Don't forget that.
Yeah. I have this friend of mine, he always says, he goes, my Buddha has a hand grenade, you know. And I think about that, you know, it is kind of funny. But yeah, exactly. So, I think things are going to be shifting. They are going to be coming down. You know, a lot of abuse and everything else is going to be cleaned up and straightened out. But the trick is don't become the abuser, you know, because we have the victim, savior, persecutor triangle. It's like a hamster wheel, and we're on that hamster wheel. And so we have to all of a sudden say, wait a second, I'm going to step off this wheel, and I'm not going to be saving the victims. I'm not going to let them use their role to get emotional and financial support from others and then turn me into the bad guy, you know, and the victims are going to have to step off and go, you know what, I want to stand in my own power. I need to let this go and heal and move to the next level. You know, and the persecutors are really just victims that are trying to get their power back. So any way you look at it, you know, it's kind of a mess. This wheel's a mess. We need to step out of it, heal ourselves, take personal responsibility. There needs to be personal accountability. Anytime you want to blame and point the finger at others, there's always three fingers pointing back. So, you know, I know because all of my own I have full memory of my past lives. I've done everything. I've hacked off heads as a Viking warrior, as a road bandit. You know, I was a cripple in England. You know, I was kings and llamas and yogis and all that stuff, and off-world lives as well. But, you know, having that experience, you learn compassion and you learn forgiveness and you understand, you know, what creates the thief and what creates the beggar and what creates the murderer or whatever. You understand how they got in the situation they got into. And so it's really important to, you know, look at healing. You know, some things need to be isolated. Some things need to be dealt with on a level that they're operating from too. But, you know, the trick is don't lose your soul in the process and don't get caught up in it. And, you know, really realize that the core of everybody's being is this loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess. That's who you really are. And all this stuff is just stuff. All these belief systems, remember the word believe has a lie in it. So all these belief systems, all these religious institutions and culture, and, you know, all these separation divisions, we have to transcend all the culture and religious programs and get into unity consciousness, and then we're out of here. We can go play with our friends in the stars. So anyway, it looks like we're hitting the end of the hour here, so we've got to be signing off. So this is James Kilmer with As You Wish Talk Radio, signing off. Have a great evening. You know, it's all about pure intent and open mind and a loving heart, and watch the skies and put your intention out there, and you will connect with a greater family of man. So anyway, have a great evening, and good night.